As the COVID-19 hit a hard blow, resulting in a total lockdown and the social distancing becoming the new norm, creative photographers and businesses are maximizing on their creative minds to discover new ways to keep up and still stay in the in-game. Many have successfully been able to keep soul, mind, and sanity together by showcasing their creativeness and making things work. This makes taking portrait pictures through FaceTime the new rave in the internet world. You don't need much. Call up a friend or a professional, explore your creative side, and have fun with poses. Get them to take fun banging photos of you that can even beat selfie ones. Plus, with social distancing still in place, it's a fun way to keep that human touch. How do you get started? Here, May Urel, a cybersecurity expert with a great passion for photography walks explains how you can get creative with FaceTime and take perfect portraits. Here are things shared by May Urel that you need to consider if you are ready to explore a FaceTime photo shoot. You need to be running iOS 11. One of the brighter sides of this lockdown is the fact that I have been able to explore and take pictures of loved ones and different people across the globe while being confined to the four walls of my home. I have come up with striking images in all their FaceTime glory, and this is an absolute game changer, especially when the need to keep stress and boredom at bay during this time becomes a necessity. May Urel says. However, this will require you and your subject to be running on the newer iOS. You can make use of MacBook, and you both must have FaceTime Live Photos enabled in the settings. There is an on-screen button that has a shutter icon that you can use to take photos. And no, you do not need to be a professional to take this portrait. Remember, you just want to bring out your creative side. Have fun, and you might end up stumbling upon great ideas you can recreate with the proper camera later on. You need good lighting condition. When it comes to taking awesome photos, good lighting is key. Natural lights is soft, diffused, and it's always the best. If you have a window with sunlight seeping in, look for a spot near it and get creative with sunlight kissing your face. You can also get creative with partial side lighting by hanging your face on one side or another. Or when the sun is also going down and it's the welcome of the golden hour, take advantage of it. Plus, there are a lot of things in the houses such as the drapes, your TV or computer, or even bedsheet that can provide awesome lighting than you can ever imagine. You need to find the right location. What backgrounds and props are available? Your living space, yard, garden, plants, furniture, a blank wall space. Take a good look at your home and see what you can work with. Know what you are going for: the background, the clothes, props, and background available. This will set the tone and the vibe of the picture. If you are going for intimate, cozy vibes, get creative with your couch or the bed. If you are going for a simple, classic look, solid color background are good options. You can use a tripod for stability. You can be having difficulty propping up your phone. This is where a smartphone tripod comes in handy for stability and to ensure the model poses for pictures without having to deal with the phone falling off. However, this is not really compulsory, and you can still come up with great photos making use of anything around the house: chairs, computers, plants, or any other objects around. Lastly, explore and enjoy it. Don't be too hard on yourself.